I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. If you can do this, every moment will be wonderful. A little while back, we talked about that famous scene in Fight Club where Tyler Durden, Brad Pitt's character, drags a cashier named Raymond Hessel behind the convenience store where he works and puts a gun to his head. Raymond had given up on his dream of becoming a veterinarian because it was too hard. So here, Raymond is working minimum wage as a cashier. Tyler takes his license, puts it in his pocket, and promises Raymond he will be back checking in on him. If you're not on your way to becoming a veterinarian in 6 weeks, Tyler says, you will be dead. That wasn't funny, Edward Norton's character says. What was the point of that? Tomorrow will be the most beautiful day of Raymond K. Hessel's life, Tyler explains. His breakfast will taste better than any meal you and I have ever tasted. Tyler's point in this scene, believe it or not, bears a striking resemblance to a point of a similar story in Seneca's writing. We should go to bed as if we are going to our death, Seneca said, as if our life is ending. When a man has said, I have lived, he wrote, then every morning he arises is a bonus. Indeed, this is the whole point of the memento mori exercise we've talked about so many times. If you want tomorrow to be the most beautiful day of your life, then spend some time today thinking about the end. Think about life as if it was over, as if someone had a gun to your head, because time does. When you awake tomorrow, you will feel grateful. You have been given a reprieve. You will live as if you are on borrowed time. Because you are. Every day is a bonus. Now go treat it as such. And that's the idea of Memento Mori. Of course, I've talked a million times about the Memento Mori coin that I carry in my left pocket everywhere I go. People have loved these. It's been crazy to see, as I've traveled all over the world, people showing me theirs. It's funny, as a writer, you'd think I'd be most proud of coming up with my books, but this thing is one of the proudest things I've ever created because I know what a difference it's made for people. And you can check it out at store.dailystoic.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.